Welcome to Do This, Not That, the podcast for marketers. You'll walk away from each episode with actionable tips you can test immediately. You'll hear from the best minds in marketing who will share tactics, quick wins, and pitfalls to avoid. We'll also dig into life, pop culture, and the chaos that is our everyday. I'm Jay Schwedelson. Let's do this, not that. We are back for What's Up This Week from the Do This Not That podcast presented by Marigold. This is our super short episode where we break down what's going on this week in business and life and marketing. I'll tell you what's going on in my life. I'm just getting over what I think was the flu. First of all, I sound horrible, but hopefully not really annoyingly horrible. And that's, by the way, part of consistency and whatever it is that you're doing. You got to show up, you got to do it, because I could have mailed it in and just played a re-recording of something, but no, we're here. So thanks for putting up with me sounding like Kermit the Frog's dead cousin. Anyway, what's going on this week? Well, this is pretty wild. I saw this and I was like, this is weird. Have you heard about this new LinkedIn scam where scammers are trying to rent LinkedIn accounts? Yeah, that's what's going on. So there was this great post by this woman, Nikita Anil, who's a senior brand marketing manager, who shared the screenshots of the scam outreach that she's got. And apparently a lot of other people are getting it too, where she got offered $20 per week to rent out her LinkedIn account. And the scammer wrote this: "Hello, as our company needs to develop the LinkedIn market, we need to rent a large number of LinkedIn accounts to expand our business network. Would you be interested in monetizing your LinkedIn account?" The scammer added they would pay her $20 a week, and the scammer sender asked her not to change any of her security settings or any of her posts or any of that stuff. And to rent out her account, she just needed to provide her account password and login, and then they would immediately transfer $10. And then the scammer said this: "We will update all your personal information, but we won't disturb your existing contacts. You will only need to help lift the restriction if your LinkedIn account gets restricted. Other than that, you don't need to do anything." Amazing. Well, don't do that if you get reached out to. There's so many bad things about that, but that's how you can tell that LinkedIn is really becoming an important place for everything. All right, what else is going on right now? Which is, we need to be thinking about content that we're putting out there, because there's a big piece of content that we need to phase out kind of immediately. And that is your 2025 Outlook content. According to World Data Research, March 15th, which is coming up in a few weeks, is that final date. Content promoting the current year, which of course is 2025, when you are promoting content that is the 2025 outlook, the 2025 trends, 2025 forecasts, or any of that stuff for business and consumer offers, after March 15th, we see a massive drop in engagement. Engagement rates drop by over 35% for that type of content promoted after March 15th as compared to 30 days prior. And the reason is that we don't need to be told what the outlook is for 2025 because we're in 2025, right? So that March 15th date, really, it's even closer than that, but that March 15th date is the date that you want to make sure that all of your Outlook stuff, your trends, your forecasting content is gone, right? And so you want to go through all of your marketing automation streams, because that's where it's living. And it can make you seem outdated if it's April and you're promoting the outlook for 2025. That's totally ridiculous. All right, what else is going on? Have you seen Instagram announce that they're testing a dislike button? This is real. They're testing a dislike button. This is now, here's some quote from the head of Instagram himself. This is what he said: "Some of you may have seen that we are testing a new button next to comments on Instagram. This gives people a way to signal that they do not feel good about that particular comment. Our hope is that this might help comments become more friendly on Instagram." I don't know how this is going to go. I mean, you give people the opportunity to say they don't like something, and then all of a sudden a comment gets like, 10 billion dislikes or whatever. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe it'll be a positive change, but it feels like it could head in the wrong direction. All right. In totally useless news, okay, did you see that White Lotus season 3 premiered? What is White Lotus? Well, Maybe you've seen White Lotus Season 1, Season 2, which is on HBO or Max or whatever it's called these days. And that's that really, it was great. Season 1, Season 2 are great. They follow these like wealthy people at a Four Seasons hotel. This year it's in Thailand. And then somebody gets killed. And it's like a whole crazy murder mystery drama thing. And these rich people act like idiots. It's awesome. I'm nervous about this season, though, because it was so successful in Season 1, Season 2 that they've done all these new brand collabs. And there's a million brand collabs now, which is usually when things go in the toilet, right? So, for example, the Four Seasons is going to be starting to make this treatment available at their wellness resorts called the White Lotus Treatment. That's totally cringe. Diageo, do I say that right? That's the gin and vodka company and all the other spirits company. Well, Tanqueray Gin and Ketel One are going to be all over the show this season. And they're actually making a special cocktail kit that you can buy that's called the White Lotus Kit, which is super embarrassing. And then Bloomingdale's has collabs this season. Banana Republic, The Luggage Company, Away, Diff Eyewear, Supergoop. I mean, there's so many of them. So sometimes when you have that many collabs, you feel like you're just watching some weird infomercial. So we'll see how that goes. The other thing that's very important that's going on is that Love is Blind Season 8 just premiered. Amazing on Netflix. Very fired up. I've already started this. It takes place in Minnesota, and it jumped to number one on Netflix, and it passed, I know you're going to be sad, Cobra Kai, the final episodes of Cobra Kai, which, listen, I watched season one and two of Cobra Kai, but now we're on season six. The show needs to end. It just needs to end. You know, I love it. It was fine. Very nostalgic, but six seasons is enough. I know a lot of people are upset that it's ending, but enough is enough. And then the last thing is Captain America. That is the number one movie at the box office right now. Wow, does that movie look horrible. I like all the superhero movies, but I really don't think I'm going to see this one because it looks terrible. It really does. The one I'm very excited for is Fantastic Four. If you haven't seen the trailer for Fantastic Four, go and find it. That, to me, is going to be what brings Marvel back. I'm very fired up about Fantastic Four. I can go deep on that conversation because I'm a giant nerd. Listen, check out our other episodes this week. But also, I don't really talk about it that much. Let's connect on LinkedIn. If we're not connected on LinkedIn, drop me a connection request. I love being connected. I share horrible memes, other ridiculous things on there. And yeah, so let's connect on LinkedIn. That's just Jay Schwedelson. And thanks for putting up with me having a cold. Later.
You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.